Yeah, okay. So, the title of the section is The Listener, and the text about it is not about the listener. So we know that the laws of Lashon Hara make it forbidden not only for the teller of Lashon Hara to tell Lashon Hara, it also is forbidden for a person who hears Lashon Hara to be the receiver of Lashon Hara. So let's think about that connection between the speaker and the listener as it relates to the main mitzvah that we just engaged in today, namely the Megillah reading.
We spoke really bad about Haman, but that's justified.
Well, but wait a second.
We speak bad about the Jews.
The mitzvah is to read the Megillah, right? Asher
kitchanu
al mikra Megillah, regarding the recitation of the Megillah, right? It's not like
It's not the shofar.
That's right. Shofar is
to hear.
To hear.
Right.
Megillah is to read. Al mikra, likro, to read. Al mikra Megillah. That's the mitzvah. So I know I observe the mitzvah. But what about the rest of you?
I read it. At least the first time through.
Did you read it from the parchment? Did you read it, with the notes?
The
with,
booklet over here that is provided by.
Okay, I know what the practice is.
By Shapiro.
I know what the practice is, but how does that practice square with the mitzvah?
Okay. Well, we're supposed to have a mezuzah on all of our doorposts, right? But that doesn't mean I don't crack open my mezuzahs and read them.
Don't change the subject on me.
Rabbi, I think our Mikra Megillah, although we don't have a kosher Megillah, we are Yotze with your Megillah as long as we follow and read along with you.
So that is correct. And the halachic principle that establishes the identity between the person reciting whatever the, in this case, the Megillah, but it could also be a bracha, or it could be the repetition of the Amidah, or anything that where we fulfill a mitzvah by listening to someone else doing a mitzvah where the mitzvah is not actually listening, where the mitzvah is actually saying it. That principle is called Shomea Keone. That is, the one who hears establishes an identity with the one who speaks. One means respond, but it actually means, in this case, the one who recites it. So, through your listening to the Megillah, you become, in actuality, the reader of the Megillah. You don't have to open your mouth and say a word. You don't need to read from a parchment. You don't even need to read. You can sit there and listen. You don't have to see a single word on a page
after
or on a parchment.
You respond to your problem. That's what activates it, is that.
So you could say that that's what activates it. But let's say
you step in late.
You step in late.
That's a problem.
Right. Let's say I had a senior moment.
What?
The airlock sort of set in and stayed there. And I didn't say any brachot. I didn't say a bracha.
Just stepped right into
the mitzvah is not the bracha. It's different from Shmona Esrei, where the mitzvah is the 19 blessings. There, answering amen to the blessings is part of your establishing an identity with the one who is doing the recitation. But Megillah is different. Megillah, the mitzvah is not the blessing. We just have a blessing or several blessings because the rabbis established that when one performs a mitzvah, you recite a blessing before performing the mitzvah. Okay, but that's not the mitzvah itself. So your performance of the mitzvah comes from the identification of yourself with the mitzvah performer, and that's done through listening and through the intention of the mitzvah performer to include you in the mitzvah performance and your intention as the listener to be included in the mitzvah performance, which is to read, and you're not doing the reading, but the reader is doing the reading on your behalf. And you have to have a consciousness that the reader is observing the mitzvah on your behalf, and through your hearing it, it is as though you are reading it too.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. That's what Shomea Kohanet is. You observe the mitzvah, even though you didn't actually do it. Your observance of the mitzvah of doing something, of reciting something, comes through your having heard the person do it, while that person intended for you to observe the mitzvah through his recitation in your hearing, and you intended to observe it through your hearing of the recitation.
So the mitzvah is really the reading, though.
That's right. Okay. That's right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So you can do an Avera the same way, then?
Precisely. That's exactly where I was going. How is it that being completely passive, right? Like, somebody comes up to me and starts telling me a story about somebody, and like, I don't stick my fingers in my ears, I don't walk away, I don't say, stop, you're not allowed to do that. I just stand there and take it.
But there is a concept though in hearing. So let's say you come home and your wife has been home all day and she wants to tell you something and you know it's Lashon Hara, but you have no choice. I mean, if you tell her, don't tell me, I don't want to hear Lashon Hara, maybe she'll throw a pot at you.
Yeah.
So you can actually listen and just say to yourself, I am not accepting this as truth or as Lashon Hara. Perhaps over there you're kind of saving yourself a little bit. I am not accepting this as Lashon Hara.
Okay, but my question is at the opposite end of it. Like, I didn't do anything active to be involved in Lashon Hara. I'm just standing there.
But you didn't stop him. You should have stopped him.
The answer is, it's the flip side of Shomea Ke'oneh. In the same way that I can become identified with the person who is performing a mitzvah through his intention to include me and my intention to be included, similarly, I can become equally implicated in a sin, in the sin of Lashon Hara, by the teller of Lashon Hara intending for me to be part of the conspiracy of talking about somebody and my willingly participating in it.
Okay.
Okay. So, I have to have in mind, no, I'm not participating in it. I'm just doing it because of Shalom Bayit or whatever. So now we understand why the listener to Lashon Hara is just as culpable as the teller of Lashon Hara. It comes from the same basis as the principle of Shomea Kona. We'll stop here.
Good time. Oh, yeah. Right. Perfectly appropriate for
that. So how do you actually...